A bench warrant has been issued for a Canton man who failed to appear in court for allegedly trying to enter the U.S. Capitol with a hammer. Judge Frederick Weisberg issued the warrant after 33-year-old Christopher Snow didn't turn up for a status hearing today in District of Columbia Superior Court. Snow was charged with assault of a police officer. Capitol Police said he was being screened at the Capitol Visitor Center March 8th when an officer noticed the hammer inside Snow's backpack. When the officer attempted to investigate, Snow reportedly tried to grab the tool and became combative. Several officers intervened and a struggle ensued. Police used a taser to stop Snow, and he was taken into custody. An Alliance man is headed to prison for shooting another man. 60-year-old Perry Redwine was sentenced Tuesday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Opt to 8 to 10.5 years behind bars. Last week, he pleaded guilty to amended charges of felonious assault with a gun specification. Redwine originally was indicted on an attempted murder charge in the September 22nd incident. He was intoxicated when he shot a 64-year-old man in the head and arm at a senior apartment building on South Seneca Avenue. Both men lived at the facility. The victim suffered serious injuries. Redwine was given credit for time served in jail. He will be on probation for 18 months to 3 years. Authorities say there were no reported deaths or injuries in a pair of tornadoes that struck the region Thursday night. The National Weather Service confirmed that an EF1 tornado occurred in Portage County's Windham Township. Around 6:45, it touched down near Bryant Road and Route 82. It stayed on the ground for 6 minutes and traveled nearly 4 miles. Peak winds were clocked at 110 miles per hour. In Trumbull County, an EF0 tornado was confirmed by the Weather Service in Southington and Champion Townships. Around 7 p.m., it touched down near State Route 305 and Hoffman-Norton Road. Peak winds were 80 miles per hour. It traveled nearly 3 miles and remained on the ground for 5 minutes. In both instances, there were downed trees and multiple homes damaged by the severe weather. A fire in an unoccupied Canton house is under investigation. No injuries were reported, and a cause has not been determined for the blaze in the 1,000 block of Sherlock Place Northeast. Firefighters arrived just before 3 a.m. today to find flames coming from the attic and roof. Fire started in the attic of the home, which was undergoing renovations. Damage to the building and contents is estimated at just under $28,000. Scott Schneiders has been appointed CEO of the Refuge of Hope Ministries in Canton. The faith-based mission has the city's only emergency shelter for men. It also provides employment training and meals for needy individuals and families. Schneiders joined the organization in 2007 and has served as shelter director and interim CEO. He succeeds Dwayne Wyckoff, who retired in January. Rite Aid is closing more stores. The chain says 13 locations across the nation will be shuttered. One of them is in Massillon. The last day for the Wales Avenue Northeast location will be June 13th. Affected employees will be transferred to other stores. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in October, citing debt, declining sales, and numerous lawsuits stemming from their involvement in the opioid crisis. The chain previously closed stores in Canton, as well as Perry and Plain Townships. Some union employees of the Stark County Sanitary Engineer's Office will work 4 10-hour days each week. Commissioners Wednesday approved a memorandum of understanding with AFSCME Ohio Council 8, Local 959 AFL-CIO. The agreement is effective immediately. Affected members are line maintenance workers. Similar schedules have been enacted in other areas of the Sanitary Engineer's Office. Commissioner Richard Regula says they have worked well. Kamoni Bryant, who was scheduled to be sentenced today in the fatal shooting of a Struthers boy, has his sentencing postponed. According to the Vindicator, a plea agreement reached in February could be rescinded because prosecutors say Bryant lied about facts of the case. The guilty plea to an aggravated murder charge stemmed from the September 2020 slaying of 4-year-old Rowan Sweeney during an attempt to rob the boyfriend of Sweeney's mother. The mother, her boyfriend, and a co-defendant, Andre McCoy, were among the 4 people wounded. 21-year-old Brandon Crump, who was found guilty of aggravated murder in February, had his sentencing postponed pending a psychological evaluation. McCoy will be sentenced April 30th after pleading guilty to murder. An Austintown man was sentenced for an attack on a Beaver Township police officer. 33-year-old Zachary Crespo pleaded guilty in January in Mahoning County Common Police Court. He was indicted in May on charges including felonious assault, aggravated robbery, and endangering children. He was given a prison term of 14 to 17 years. The officer was responding to a domestic violence call May 12th when Crespo assaulted the officer and took his weapon. He was arrested after a manhunt conducted by multiple departments. Crespo was given 130 days in jail the previous week for violating probation. 3 people are jailed on drug or weapons charges following Wednesday afternoon raids in Youngstown. Police executed a warrant at a home on Halls Heights on the city's west side. They discovered more than $1,500 in cash, 2 magazines loaded with ammunition, methamphetamine, fentanyl, crack cocaine, a digital scale, and a bulletproof vest. 40-year-old Jimmy Moore was arrested on charges of possession of fentanyl, cocaine, and meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 43-year-old Jennifer Calabaria was arrested at the address on a fentanyl possession charge. 60-year-old Michael Moody was arrested later when officers executed a warrant at a home on West Hilda Avenue. He's charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. All 3 are scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in municipal court. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.